Let's join in prayer. And the design for this morning is that we will start off with the corporate prayers, and then we're going to transition into what is written in the bulletin as a responsive prayer. But first, let us pray. Eternal Father of all creation, we thank you for your being here among us, for giving us each a call to be at work with you in keeping this your good creation. We pray for our community, state, and nation as we continue to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for all levels of leadership to be concerned for the common good and to seek to work effectively to lead us in this time of national and local crisis. We pray for the ongoing vaccine implementation and for its effectiveness in reducing the scourge. We pray that the country embraces this and brings us closer to a conclusion of the pandemic. We pray for the ongoing tests of vaccines that sufficient are found to be effective and become available to quickly bring the pandemic to a halt. We pray for all affected by the pandemic through illness or economic impact. We pray for return to normal and for lifelines until then. We pray for those who mourn, those who have been lost in the pandemic. We lift up all who are sick. We lift up the medical professionals and support staff that provide care. We pray for all working in nursing homes, groceries, and other essential public activities. We pray for our schools, staff, and students. We pray for our community, state, and nation. We pray again for wisdom and discernment as we remember the wilderness lessons that we are your nation. We pray for an end to partisan bickering and a rekindling of community and common bonds. We pray for this particular church as we seek to be your witness. And let's pray together the responsive prayer. Our world stumbles blindly toward chaos. Come and be our wisdom. What we imagine to be our strength is really weakness. Come and be our mighty Lord. We yearn for a standard to live by. Come and be our root of Jesse. We languish in prisons of mind and spirit. Come and be our key of David. The darkness grows thick around us. Come and be our light of day. We are scattered, lacking a sure leader. Come and be our King of Peace. We need to know that God is with us. Come and be our Emmanuel, that we may rejoice in you. And let's pray together as Christ has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.